Welcome back to hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. He is the Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally, and it is time for our latest mock draft.
Mock it up.
We only got three more weeks of mock drafts, Matt.
I guess so, yeah.
We're getting close.
Getting close. Yeah, that's 100% true.
So we're doing again today on Pro Football Focus.
Okie dokie.
And the first 19 picks are in. We are up.
I also urge people to keep an eye out for a video version of this. Absolutely. From the Triple Take team that was recorded recently. That was a fun one. Yeah.
This one could be fun because we've got five trade offers.
Okay.
The players still available to us. Jerzon Newton, Cooper DeJean, Leiatu Leitu, Troy Fatanu.
No, mom.
Nate Wiggins, Amarius Mims, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Tyler Newbin, Brian Thomas, Tyler Guyton.
So there was like five names there that I'd be very comfortable trading down and still acquiring.
It's interesting because on the phone are the Green Bay Packers with the 25th pick.
I mean, they've been linked to DeJean a million times. I bet they would love – but if we're picking here, I think you take Fatanu.
I would agree.
You know, and I'd be very comfortable taking Fatanu at 20. But I bet the Packers would be real interested in taking Fatanu or DeJean too, which are my two favorite guys out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think either was going to get to 27 either way.
Yeah. 25 they have.
Oh, they have 25.
They have 25. They have 41 from the Jets.
That's
they have
tasty.
58, 88, 91 from Buffalo.
Wow, why did they get so loaded?
They got some serious draft.
I mean, they're so young and trending the right way anyway, and they're going to add another pile in the draft this year.
You could trade for players on here, too.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Go get Christian Watson or something like that?
Yeah. How about we move back from 20 to 25 and you give us Christian Watson as well?
See, what's interesting, though, like from a Packer perspective, with all those picks on day two, they can get receivers.
They got plenty of receivers. Their problem is they only have one football.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could add another one in the draft and move on from Watson and not miss a beat. You want to talk to them or not?
Let's talk.
All right. Well, we want 27.
25.
I keep doing that.
You keep cheating us on this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't cheat us on
it. Okay.
All right, so 20 for 25.
I don't know how we're going to get 41 out of it.
They wouldn't do that for Christian Watson.
Oh, you did do that. Okay.
Just to take a look and see if it would be accepted. They said no. All right.
I don't blame them.
That would be a heck of a deal, though, if he could pull it off.
Would you go back five spots for just a second?
Well, I'd want 58 for sure, and they don't want to give up 58.
I wouldn't think.
We're not going to get 41 out of them unless we could get 20 and 25 and 41. But if even throwing in 84 is not going to get that done.
I said, I'm not sure they're an easy team to deal with.
That's a 30. They would probably do they would definitely do 25 and 58 for 20 and 84. But I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I need more than that.
I'd have to make some, like, I'd want their 88 and our 119.
Now we're getting in the neighborhood at least.
Yeah, that has a very good chance. So it would be 25, 58, and 88 for 20, 84, and 119.
What would that leave us with on the first 2 days? We'd have 25, and then what would we have in terms of, like, second and third round?
51, 58.
Nice.
88 and 98.
Five picks in the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Some are late.
It's five picks in the top 100.
Yeah. I'm up for that. I don't think we'll get DeJean or Fatanu. Yeah, I mean, that's the cost of doing business. But
well, there's a high chance that that's going to be accepted. So I'm going to see if let's swap picks. Give us a 4 for a 5 next year.
Always a good move.
They'll do that, too.
I'm in.
I'm going to offer it. It was accepted.
Okay.
Let's resume. Now,
I think we're going to lose some people we like
here.
All right,
so the guys, they came up and got Amarius Mims.
Okay. He was one I thought would end up with, to be honest with
you. Fatanu went to Miami. Brian Thomas went to the Eagles.
Oh, these are three of my favorites.
Chop Robinson to Minnesota. Okay. Dallas took Tyler Guyton.
I thought Guyton would definitely be there.
Okay.
So but DeJean's there.
DeJean is there. Leitu. Wiggins, McKinstry, Jackson Powers, Johnson.
Is Barton gone?
Looks like he is.
Okay.
Who took Barton? I didn't see him on the. Where did Barton go? I don't see him here. Although he went to 17 to Jacksonville.
That's probably the earliest he could go, yeah. But that would make perfect sense. Who are the options again? DeJean comes to mind.
DeJean, Nate Wiggins, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson, Tyler Newman, Adonai Mitchell, Zach Frazier, Ladd McConkey, Sanistrill.
I think I'd take DeJean and just almost be done on defense.
See, I think in this situation, I might go Powers Johnson.
That's the other conversation for sure.
Because I can get other corners here.
Melton.
Yeah.
You know.
I've got those two premium. I've got 51 and 58. One of those is going to be a cornerback.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like our chances of landing Frazier, but.
Right. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. I just think that if I was putting a true grade, I would probably have DeJean higher graded than Powers Johnson. And I think his position's harder to find. Well, not harder to find, just worth more in the league. Might not be harder to find, though, in terms of this draft with the picks we have.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take Powers Johnson.
I mean, that's a nice foundational player.
It helps our offensive
line
now.
It's a bigger need.
Well, and we made that move, and Zach Frazier is still available here at 51.
So be it.
That's the chance you take. All right, so we're back up here now at 51. We have 51, 58, 88, 98.
Receiver and corner, probably, and tackle, or I think the spots. Well, D-tackle could also be in the equation. We do extra picks.
Frazier is still there.
Yeah.
Braden Fisk is still there. Chris Braswell. Ricky Pearsall. Adisa Isaac. Jatavian Sanders. Jermaine Burton. Jonah Ellis. Rook Arororo.
Interesting.
Keon Coleman.
Okay.
Keon Coleman would fit in this team pretty.
I know, he would. I mean, I think I'd take him over Pearsall for the Steelers.
Jonathan Brooks, Yale offensive tackle, Nealon, Jalen Polk, Chris Jenkins, Edgerrin Cooper. The cornerbacks, let me see here. Who's available still at corner? Kyrie Jackson, Andre Phillips, who was in yesterday.
He'd be a good fit, too. This seems a little early for him.
Renardo Green, Jerrion Jones, DJ James, Chris Abrams.
It's not great.
The wide receiver group, Pearsall, Burton, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk.
I think Coleman's my favorite receiver.
I don't dislike that at all.
No. I mean, it's a big physical guy. I think he fits.
The interesting thing is many of the receivers that they're bringing in for visits are slots.
I noticed that, too. I mean, he hasn't – they haven't been the bigger – well, Leggett was in, I think.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Coleman. There wasn't a tackle I thought was worth it. Arororo is interesting. But Jenkins is available. Maybe one of the two gets their seven picks from now.
Yeah. All right. Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman. We haven't taken him much. All right. We're back up here now. Fisk is still there.
Not bad.
Adisa Isaac, Jonah Ellis, Jonathan Brooks, Yale offensive tackle, Marshawn Nealon, Jalen Polk, Chris Jenkins, Jaden Hicks, Edgerrin Cooper, Christian McHaynes, Junior Colson, Kyrie Jackson still there, Spencer Rattler.
I like Jenkins more than Fisk. I'm not sure what they see in Fisk for this defense.
I think they'll just love the motor.
The energy and the athleticism and all that. I mean, I get it. I mean, he would spark any defense when he comes on the field. And Jenkins isn't that type of player. I don't love what's sitting there, to be honest with you. Who's the best corner? Kyrie Jackson, probably.
I'm looking at you. Jackson is still there, and I don't think they take him because he's strictly an outside guy. Andre Phillips still there.
If you had to pick between the two, how the Steelers are currently constructed, I think I'd take Phillips.
The offensive tackles, you're looking at Yale offensive tackle. Blake Fisher still there.
Decent.
I don't think he'll be there when we get to 88.
No, I don't either. I don't love saying taking Jenkins or Fisk. I think Fisher's probably my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's kind of...
Three offensive guys right off the bat. I don't have a problem with that at all.
And then defense the rest of the way.
Mostly, yeah. I mean, certainly a corner soon.
Yeah, is that the pick?
Yeah.
All right. Blake Fisher it is. All right, we're back up here at 88. Top players available. Spencer Rattler.
We picked up an extra pick. I mean, that could be your bonus prize.
Bucky Irving, Trey Benson, Jeremiah Trotter, Michael Pratt, Christian Mahogany, Cedric Van Pran, Mason McCormick, Brendan Rice, Dominic Pooney, Kalen Bullock, Jerrion Jones, the top cornerback available now.
When's our next pick?
98. Sione Vaki. This is 88.
I think I'd take Rattler. And I'm growing less and less fond of taking a quarterback in this draft. But signing Allen shouldn't change your opinion on that.
No, it shouldn't. Looking here at the defensive guys, defensive tackles available. Michael Hall.
He's kind of like Fisk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how well he fits, but he's impacts the game.
We had this conversation off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really looked much at the nose tackle prospects in this draft because I thought, well, you know, they're probably looking more for an end.
Mm-hmm. But they have Fajoko, they have Adams, yeah, they have Benton. Yeah.
You could take a nose tackle type, that body type, add him to the mix, and just say, hey, Keanu, you're playing defensive end now.
Yeah. You absolutely could. I mean, and maybe that's the move because you can get those noses cheap. I don't know that I can do that in the third round, though.
This is pick 88.
I mean, I know it's late third.
It's
okay,
late third.
Fair enough. I would take Spencer Rattler over that guy, though. I would take...
I'm not a huge Spencer Rattler guy.
I don't love the distribution of work if you would draft a third round.
I just don't. Yeah, that's the thing. I just don't know that he's going to get enough work. I would just rather throw a camp arm in there. And if you're going to go quarterback, go big next year.
What are our slot options, though? Is there a safety that plays a slot? Is there a corner?
I mean, to me, Jerrion Jones.
Jones was the name that you mentioned before. I think that's the pick.
6'1", 191. He's a slot cornerback.
Yeah. I mean, right now we don't have a slot corner.
Right.
I think that's the pick.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Jerrion Jones is the pick. Rattler might be there.
You can convince me on a nose sooner than later, but a fighting for Adams and Fajoko as opposed to be my plug-and-play slot corner is a no-brainer to me. Yeah.
We're back up here now at 98. We don't have another pick now until 178 and 195.
So this is the last time to make something count.
Yeah, unless we make it. We have two trade offers, so we could potentially pick something else up and maybe deal away that 195. But
that wouldn't be terrible.
We
haven't addressed the D-line. To me, that's the biggest hole left on the team. When I do these on my own, it's not uncommon for me to end up with two wide receivers.
Yeah.
I don't know that Austin, Van Jefferson, and Watkins all make the team or all are guaranteed.
Well, we got another outside receiver in this draft.
Right.
So I'm feeling much better about that. I think it's harder to find the outside guys than it is the slots.
Yeah, especially like in this neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah.
So the top defensive lineman available, Dwayne Carter from Duke.
Yeah.
Leonard Taylor from Florida.
Mixed opinions on him, too. I mean, he's kind of Mason Smith-like.
Yeah.
No, I'd agree.
McKinley Jackson from Texas A&M.
He'd be more the nose type.
He'd be more the nose type.
Kind of square body. Okay, yeah. I mean, I haven't done a lot of work on him, but what I have, he looks like the guy that'll play 8 years and be fine, you know?
I just scrolled down a little bit. Mason Smith is still available.
I think that's a pick, then.
Yeah, Mason Smith it is.
Yeah.
That's easy.
That's an easy one. You're right.
Piece of cake.
I don't know that it'll last that long. Well, this is the third round, so I mean, that's not crazy.
Pick 98.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
Okay. We are now up here at pick 177. We're rarely in this range, so these guys are different players that we're usually talking about. Top player available, Joe Milton.
No.
I don't like him at all.
No. He's too much work.
Yeah, Dylan Johnson, Jaheim Bell, tight end.
Dylan Johnson come in?
No.
Is he the running back?
He's a running back from Washington, yeah.
I thought he did, and I was like, why did he come in?
Yeah, I don't think so. Jaheim Bell, Ladarius Henderson, tackle out of Michigan. Jalen Sundell, tackle out of North Dakota State. Jalen Simpson, the safety out of Auburn. A.J. Barner, tight end out of Michigan. Kimani Vidal, the halfback out of Troy.
I love that player, but he reminds me of Jalen Warren.
Juwan Briggs, defensive lineman out of Cincinnati. He's more of a nose type, too.
Yeah.
Tip Raymond is there. Jordan Jefferson, the other
another
defensive
LSU
lineman. Justin Rogers from Auburn, defensive lineman. Cody Schrader, the running back out of Missouri, is another good player.
Yeah. I can't see going running back here, although there are names I like.
I want to see here the wide receivers.
I was going to say, a wide receiver wouldn't break my heart. A guard that maybe you teach. I guess you only have to do that with Powers Johnson. Any defensive back wouldn't break my heart.
How about this one? Anthony Gold is still there.
Oh. That's an interesting one to me, too.
5'8", 172-pound slot.
Yes.
But, man, is he fast and, like, does a lot of really good stuff?
I reference Greg Cosell a lot, but I think he's earned it. That he does a podcast once a week with the Touchdown Wire people. And this week's one was just, give me six of your favorite dudes that people don't know enough about. And Gold was like his first name.
Yeah.
He's like, I know he's small, but he is unbelievably dynamic with the ball in his hands. I don't think he's Dre Archer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think he's brings a lot more to the table than that. I mean,
is he redundant, though, with Calvin Austin?
That's actually the next thing that's going to come out of my mouth is, could Calvin Austin be in the trade block? I mean, he's been here 2 years. This guy would be your punt returner. Austin wins in a race, but this guy's a better receiver, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's 2 years younger. You buy years. Two bones, one dog, whatever.
That routine two dogs, is. One bone.
Yeah, exactly.
Two bones with one dog has a very happy dog.
Yeah, he's pretty. Not a lot of competition there. I like that pick, though.
I don't dislike it. I'm just looking here to see what else is there, and he might be the best. Might be the player I like the best.
Yeah. I mean, again, a safety.
We've never taken him before.
No, we've never taken him. It's funny. I just started to really learn more about him, too, after listening to that. He's pretty good with the ball in his hands and a good route runner. I think that's a pick.
Okay. I got no problem with that.
He's a lot different than Coleman. I mean, like, couldn't be any different.
Couldn't be any different. Yeah. All right. We're back up here now at 195. Top player available. A.J. Barner.
That's not bad.
Tip Raymond.
Also not bad.
Cody Schrader. Jalen Green, the edge rusher out of James Madison.
Hmm. We know any edge rushers out of James Madison?
I can't think of any.
Yeah.
Marcus Harris, defensive lineman out of Auburn. Hunter Norzad, the center out of Penn State. Steel Chambers.
Okay.
Linebacker out of Ohio State. Nathan Thomas, tackle from Louisiana. Ethan Driscoll, tackle out of Marshall. A lot of tackles, late round tackles. There's Tyron Hopper there.
Yeah.
Josh Cephas, Tanner Bordellini still available. I think you're sleeping on him.
But yeah, you can always get him too cheap on the PFF one.
Johnny Dixon is there as well. Another player they had in yesterday.
Wow.
Another slot cornerback.
Yeah.
You take two bites at the slot cornerback. Jerrion Jones can play outside.
Right. I mean, he's kind of a similar Melton type. I think that's about the two. We already did it, but I liked Norzad on that list, and I liked Jones, or the Penn State corner. I liked the two tight ends at the top of the list,
yeah.
Raymond and Barner. They may be your fourth guy, but I think they're good players, and you're going to use them eventually. I think the corner is the pick, though.
I think so. You want to make sure you get that position taken care of.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't have any right now.
You have none. And what if one – I mean, someone's going to get hurt. And,
right.
Right. And someone's not going to hit. And no, I'm cool with that.
All right. Johnny Dixon it is.
I mean, I bet if you told them right now with the, 198th pick, you could get Johnny Dixon, I'd be like, yeah I'll trade that for him right now.
Yeah. All right, we're getting graded here.
Okay.
And to start things off, we traded 20, 84, 119, and our 2025 fifth-round pick to the Packers for 25, 58, 88, and next year's round four pick from the Packers.
Nice to move up around next year.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Okay, we then drafted at 25, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Cool.
Then we got at 51, Keon Coleman.
Okay.
At 58, we got tackle Blake Fisher.
Okay.
At 88, we got cornerback Jerrion Jones. At 98, we took defensive lineman Mason Smith. Mm. Then we took wide receiver Anthony Gold at 178 and finished up the draft by taking cornerback Johnny Dixon at 195.
For what we paid for them, I like the second half of the draft better than the first half of the draft.
Yeah, I think we got some good value.
I like some of the bargains.
Yeah.
I thought we'd have a little bit more to pick from with our second and third pick when we made those trades and things. I thought we'd have a deeper pool to pick from. This isn't my favorite draft we've done.
Yeah.
I mean,
it does fill needs.
It does fill needs. A lot of those guys would play a lot. I mean, you got two receivers and two slot corners that are fighting for a lot of playing time.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think they would get it.
And we got our center.
Might have a starting right tackle from day one. Might.
Yeah.
Mason Smith there is almost, I don't want to say it's criminal, but it's the best value we got.
Yeah. That one got us an F from Pro Football Focus because they had him graded much lower.
Yeah, him and Bortolini are two that they're real low on, I think, will go higher than what they think.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Smith's going to go in the top 50. I mean, I think he's probably a third rounder.
Probably. That's where we got him.
Right, right. It's a good draft. It's not my favorite.
Okay. And we got next year's fourth round pick. So
that always makes me happy. Yeah.
Never wrong. Never bad with that.
Yeah. Move up a round. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyways, that's going to do it for our today's mock draft. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. We're going to take a look at somebody else's mock draft
all
next.
Right, nice.
Take a look at their first round right after this on The Drive. Welcome back to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, our buddy Lance Zierlein has come out with mock draft 3.0 for him.
I don't know if we've seen one of his in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
They do run together, though. I don't know.
Yeah. So let's take a look at what Lance has here. And he's got some trades involved here.
Good.
As well.
Make it fun.
Yeah.
I think there will be could be plenty at the top.
So he has the Bears taking Caleb Williams. Again, no biggest prize.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders at 2.
Okay.
At 3, he has the Giants trading up to come and get Drake May.
That wouldn't be crazy for them. I mean, to go from 6 to 3, it's not like the Vikings with their 2 picks. And if I'm sitting there at 3, I'm going to get a really good player at 6. That's a more attractive move to me than Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get a receiver, maybe even get a quarterback.
At 4, he has the Vikings trading up with the Cardinals to come up and get J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh, I don't know that I would pay the price for that guy, but I think that's a very realistic scenario.
Then at 5, the Chargers take Marvin Harrison Jr.
They're thrilled. It works out well.
The Patriots at 6 take Malik Nabers.
Yeah, I think that's the move if you're them.
7, Titans take Joe Alt.
So I wanted to go there real quick. Like, we've been joking about it every outlet that I work on. Oh, of course, 7 takes, Tennessee takes Alt. They should be a trade-down situation. Like, I understand he's great, but there's so many tackles. You have an elite offensive line coach. Your defense has all kinds of problems, too. Like, if people are looking to go get a Dunze, I'd be open for business at 7.
But you might miss on Alt.
You take Latham at 12 and draft a corner or whatever. You know what I mean?
Like,
that's why you brought Daddy in, to coach up the O-line.
But Alt's a left tackle.
I know. I mean, it's so chalky, I could just – but if I were them, I'd at least consider trades. No one's ever mocked a trade to them. It's just put Alt at Tennessee.
At 8, the Falcons take Jared Verse.
Yuck. I'm hard on Verse, but I don't by any stretch think he's the 8th most valuable player in this draft.
At 9, the Bears take Roma Dunzier.
Yeah. I would be on the phone with the Falcons heavy if that's someone would want to get to ahead of the Bears for a Dunzier.
At 10, the Jets go Brock Bowers. That's getting chalky.
Chalky too, yeah.
I feel like I came up with that one, though.
Yeah.
I was the first one. I moved him there.
Way back when?
Way back when that I saw.
Before even, like, the tackle additions and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I bet Rodgers would love him.
Arizona, with the pick they got at 11, takes Dallas Turner.
Fills a need, sure. I mean, they could go so many directions.
At 12, the Broncos take Quinyon Mitchell. They don't take a quarterback.
See, I think that would be smart. I mean, to me, Mitchell's worth more than Nix or Penix.
Yeah. The Raiders, then, at 13, take J.C. Latham.
Good. I mean, their right guard on, if you go to Our Lads right now, their right guard is DJ Fluker.
Ooh.
And their right tackle's no better. I didn't know Fluker was even still in the league.
At 14, the Saints take Olu Fashanu.
I could see Raiders Saints putting a damper on the Steelers O tackle situation there, 2 in a row.
At 15, the Colts take Byron Murphy.
Yeah, that would make some sense. It's not really their style. I mean, they usually the long, beautiful, get off the bus people, but okay.
He's looks good getting off the bus.
Yeah,
he's just not long.
Yeah.
At 16, the Cardinals trade up with the Seahawks to take Brian Thomas.
So they would end up with Thomas and Turner.
Yes.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
At 17, Jacksonville.
Would you rather have Turner and Thomas or Harrison?
Probably Turner and Thomas.
I think it's close.
Yeah.
Most of the time I prefer the two, but in that case, it's close. They need everything.
At 17, the Jaguars take Terry and Arnold.
It's a good fit for them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
18, Cincinnati takes Troy Fatanu.
I guess he'd be a guard right off
Could
the bat.
Could play him a guard. Yeah. Maybe kick him out to tackle next year.
I forget his name, but their right guard is a free agent after the year, too. They signed him 2 years ago, and he's not great.
Yeah. At 19, the Rams take Leitu. That's starting to get pretty chalky, too.
Yeah, they're a win-now team. Keep him in that area of the country. That's a good pick.
So who's still available here for the Steelers, Matt?
Well, we got DeGene. We got Fuaga. Fuaga's the obvious
Talisi Fuaga. At 20, yeah. The Steelers take Talisi Fuaga. They would be ecstatic.
Yeah, that would be work out really well. Where could he have gone two or three picks ahead of him? I don't know that the
Cincinnati, they took an offensive lineman. Would they take Fuaga or Fatanu over Fuaga? Probably because he can play. He's
I was going to say, if they drafted Fuaga, they'd play him at guard for a year, too.
Yeah.
Most likely. I still think that's going to be a receiver. I don't think that's going to be a lineman for them.
Well, in this situation, though.
Thomas was gone.
The Cardinals traded up ahead of them to go get Thomas.
The Bengals don't trade back.
They don't usually trade at all. Yeah. I think the Steelers would be ecstatic if they got Fuaga.
Oh, I do, too. And I don't think it's unreasonable. I've seen some mocks where he goes six.
Our latest mock draft, that's who I had the Steelers
really?
Getting.
Yeah, I had him. Fuaga. Yeah.
Or it'll be on Steelers.com later this
week.
Yeah,
it's coming too.
Yeah. At 21, the Dolphins take Chop Robinson.
They have Bradley Chubb coming off an injury. They got rid of some other edge types.
They kind of need to go deep. They've built up the offense.
Except the O-line.
They kept it together.
Yeah.
They may not care about offensive line.
They might not. That's part of the Shanahan scheme. Yeah. The Niners don't either.
We'll just get five guys and put them out there, and we'll move around and do stuff like that to take pressure off of them.
There's some truth to that. Yeah. Especially if they have a star left tackle and they still think Armstead is. That's how the Niners are built as well. They have plenty of needs, though.
Yeah. At 22, the Eagles take Nate Wiggins.
That's getting a little chalky, too. I think that's the type of corner they'll be after, and he should probably – good chance of being there, and he's worth it.
At 23, after moving back, the Seahawks take Graham Barton.
Nice. He'd be one of those three interior guys for them.
Yeah.
Great. Boom.
24, the Cowboys take Tyler Guyton.
Could certainly see that happening, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 25, a little surprise here, the Packers take Tyler Newbin.
If I was after a safety, I would take DeGene, though.
I think DeGene's
a corner, but
I think DeGene is a corner as well, and I think he.
But if I needed a safety, I'd say you're a safety now.
Newbin does a lot of good stuff, though.
He does. I think Barton's a very Packer pick. DeGene's a very Packer pick, but they don't have glaring needs.
Yeah. At 26, Washington trades back into the first round with Tampa Bay to get Amarius Mims.
Nice. They can wait on him. They don't have any expectations right now. Sure.
At 27, the Cardinals take Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Another guy would play right away. So they would have three starters in this one.
Yeah. At 28, the Bills take Adonai Mitchell.
That's probably before the Diggs trade.
Yeah, that was pre-Diggs trade.
Yeah.
I think they would take a different style of wide receiver.
Maybe. I think I mocked Mitchell to them anyway.
Mitchell's not a number one.
No, but... would you take a different receiver on the board with Diggs being out of the picture ahead of Mitchell?
Yes.
Would you take McConkey or one of those guys then?
I would take McConkey, period, but that's just me. Would you take Worthy over Mitchell there?
No. A lot of it's how much faith do I have in my wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
Mitchell's scary, but boy, his upside's monstrous.
Yeah.
I think I would still take Mitchell over both of them, but it would be close.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We're splitting hairs, yeah.
At 29, the Lions take Cooper DeGene.
Nice.
Getting that Iowa defense back in there.
Yeah, nice. I bet they would do cartwheels for that.
That's
a great fit.
At 30, the Ravens take Jordan Morgan.
Yeah, maybe he's a guard. Maybe he's a tackle. Their line needs work.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've seen them that link, and I like it.
At 31... the 49ers take Darius Robinson?
Could be, yeah. They added a lot on the D-line, but no superstars, and they just keep always adding D-line.
And at 32, Ladd McConkey to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Boy, that's a dangerous combination. if I were them, I would rather McConkey than Worthy. You know, yeah. I mean, he's a really good player.
Play inside, he can play outside. He's got a little more, mm-hmm. you know, just a bigger.
Would you take like Sumataya over McConkey if you were them?
For them,
I think McConkey would have a higher grade for me, but tackle is probably a bigger need.
It's probably the bigger need. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they're not in bad shape though. At 32. I mean, there's gonna be a receiver, a tight end, or not a tight end, a receiver or tackle. And I still think when you lost Snead, you probably want to get another corner.
But you can somewhere address that later.
That's
a
day two thing, probably. Yeah.
McConkey would.
Oh, I mean, he's a lot different than Rice, and he's a lot different than Brown.
Yeah.
And Rice is in a little trouble.
A little bit. Yeah, he could be looking at some time off and time out.
Could be. No, McConkey would be a good fit.
So that's his. That's the Lance Zierlein trade there. Some different names in that one.
Yeah, there are.
Jackson Powers Johnson doesn't go in the first round.
Doesn't go in the first round, which I think is possible.
I think it's certainly possible.
Barton was the only interior one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other interesting tidbits. Fuaga falling that far was fortuitous.
Yeah. And again, that it depends on how different teams are going to have those top five tackles ranked differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all the top five tackles are all going to be on everybody's list.
Yeah.
But what are you looking for?
Exactly.
Are you looking for a left, and then you're looking at alt, or are you looking at
Fashanu? Like, do you think the Steelers, or would you, if you were GM of the Steelers, would you have Latham and Fuaga over Fashanu just for the Steelers?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Put Broderick at left and say, we got our rights, and they're the more physical type guy. You want to be a bully type team. I would too. In a vacuum, if I was doing DJ's top 50, I don't know how I'd rank those three.
Yeah.
But for the Steelers in terms of needs.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I have Fatanu ranked ahead of Fashanu.
Yeah. I didn't include him because he's a left at Washington. I'm sure he could do right just as fine.
Yeah.
You know,
he might be able to play left in the league.
Oh, he might be able to play left in the league, too.
Yeah.
But I don't think if the Steelers drafted him, I think you'd still put Jones in left.
Yeah, you'd move him to the right side.
Yeah. And I don't think this matters at all, but it was Pinnock's not blindside. But I don't think that
matters. Really matter.
It doesn't matter at all. Right. Just something to throw in there.
I may still be jaded by the Ohio State game with Fashanu last year.
I know. It was a bad one. But, boy, I keep going back to he would have been the first tackle off the board, and we just haven't seen much from him. I don't think he's going to come into play at all at 20.
No, I don't think he's going to be available at 20 at all because, again, he's a natural left.
Mm-hmm. I would take him in a heartbeat at 20 and say, sorry, Broderick, you're playing right, you know?
Yeah.
So be it. But he's the only one that would qualify for.
Yeah.
Like Fatanu, I wouldn't force him.
Alt's not going to be there.
Alt's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Right. So, or if you had Sumataya or one of those guys, like, you're going to be a right tackle, you know?
Yeah. Not at 20. You're not taking Sumataya at 20.
No, I'm just saying if whoever your first tackle you draft is, even if it's the Yale dude, learn to play right. Yeah, I mean, so.
Take Graham Barton and say, okay, maybe you work him in a right tackle a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know. If I take Barton, I might just say concentrate on the second year of life at center.
Yeah.
And be a great one, which wouldn't be bad.
No, not at all. I've warmed up to him a lot. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't trade 20 right this minute for Barton, though, would you? I'd rather see how the chips fell.
Not seeing how, you know, some of the, again, we keep running these mock drafts, Matt, and we keep having a tackle available.
Right.
In a lot
like
of them.
You'd kick yourself if Fuaga was still there.
I think there's like a,
Barton, you know, right?
I think there's like a 50-50 chance that one of those tackles is available.
That's what I mean. I would rather keep my fingers crossed because I'm pretty sure Barton will be.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe even would be at 23, 24 if you move down a little bit or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And Powers Johnson's not a bad
fallback,
you know, consolation prize or whatever. So, I mean, I can't imagine both those centers be off the board by 20. I mean, that sounds almost impossible.
And certainly not if you move back and, you know, say, like we did earlier, 25.
Mm-hmm.
That could be your fallback. Okay, we're going to get our center. Then we're going to go look.
Tackle and receiver hunting or whatever. Yeah.
It
wouldn't be bad.
In the tackle aisle later.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, it wouldn't be bad.
Maybe
at
we
all.
Go look in the bargain bin, but we're still going
to
get one.
And again, if you trade back, you have a lot of firepower to trade up.
Right.
You know, who's that tackle that's starting to fall? Maybe it's Sumataya. You know, go get him at 38. You know, something like that. It wouldn't be bad.
No, absolutely not. That was Lance Zierlein's.
So one more question along those lines. It would take a trade back and a trade up, but would you trade 20 and 51 today for Barton and Sumataya? You don't get a home run, but right. that's pretty darn good.
I think I would.
I think I would, too. I mean, your line's done.
Yeah, you might. You've got two long-term starters.
You would think.
On your offensive line.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
Completely rebuild it in 2 years.
Pretty appealing. Yeah, I think I would, too.
Yeah, with really athletic guys, too.
Really athletic guys and high upside dudes, and I think Barton's got a really high floor. See, Mattia may never come around. Who knows? But, you know, that's why AO line coaches.
Right, absolutely. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. That was Lance Zierlein's latest mock draft on NFL.com. I urge you all to go and check out Lance's.
One more thing. One more note.
Okay. You're killing me here.
I know.
You're killing me here.
But he's always dialed in with O-linemen more than any other position.
Yeah.
Not just because of daddy, but because he runs in the weird O-line circles that, you know, that they do. Maybe he thinks Fuaga could get to 20.
I mean, the one knock on Fuaga is he has shorter arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's so tall that...
Well, if he had 36-inch arms, we wouldn't even be talking about him.
Yeah, he'd be a top-five pick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Anyways, so we're going to get to a break.
One more thing. No.
I was going to throw something at you that time. We'll be back with more on The Drive right after this. Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or visit online at shop.steelers.com. You can get that draft hat.
They like the
Everybody
draft
always
hat,
comes
yeah.
out with the draft hats.
Yeah, yeah. That's big.
I bet they sell them
like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go, you can get on there now and get that.
I bet there's people out there buy one every year.
2024 draft hat. Big stuff.
That is big stuff. Nice.
Looking here at the 33rd team, Matt, they ranked the 7 best run stuffers in this year's
draft. Back to our conversation.
Yeah.
Would you take a nose or, or is this at any position?
This is any – well, they focus on a defensive lineman.
No, of course, yeah. Free safeties are probably not worth talking about.
Their best run-stuffing defensive lineman. They go top to bottom on this. So at number 7 is Johnny Newton out of Illinois.
He does it differently, though. I mean, there are a lot of TFLs. You know, I mean, it's beating guys and either changing the running backs, you know, original course or making plays in the backfield.
I mean,
so he's not the traditional – He doesn't do it like Casey Hampton.
No, he's more Javon Hargrave.
Yeah.
At 6 is Rook Arorohoro.
I didn't think he'd make that list. I mean, he does it with length and keeping people off him, shedding, all those type of things.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
His length is...
Is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His arms are long and...
I bet he adds 10 pounds in the next year or so, too.
Yeah.
You know.
At... 5, I should say, is Braden Fisk, and he does it differently.
He does it, too.
It's all about his get-off and motor and just nonstop. He's like a Tasmanian devil.
He really is.
He's a 295-pound Tasmanian devil.
Maybe more so than anyone in this class, he will make plays against the run down the line of scrimmage, on the sidelines, things like that.
We have 4.78 at the combine.
I know, he can really fly.
At 290 pounds.
I don't know what to quite do with him. I really respect the way he plays the game. I just don't know what his value would be for me on draft day.
I think he would be perfect for a team that runs a lot of stunts.
I know. But he has short arms. I don't think I want him playing 60 snaps.
I want
snaps.
Him looping around guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's more of a Niners, bring him in waves type of guy, Jets, play a ton of bodies like hockey lines. Cause always be fresh.
Yeah. Number 4. Is McKinley Jackson, the nose tackle out of Texas A&M.
What do they say about him? I see that there's a short little paragraph.
Said, nose tackles don't always get the love they would deserve, but a true blockade in the middle of the line can wreak havoc on an offensive plan. McKinley Jackson is a load in the middle of the line, and his combination of mass, hands, and motor make him a formidable run stuffer. When he plays with proper pad level, he is difficult to move, and he has heavy hands to disengage from blocks.
He's not a flashy player at all, but that description, and it's basically what everyone says about him.
Yeah.
It plays in the NFL, and you last. I mean,
he'll be playing 10 years from now in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, he might be on 3 or 4 different teams and sign for $3-4 million a year or whatever and does his job and ends up with 2 sacks a year, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But he's 4th rounder later for me, if I'm
I think so.
I don't
think
he's day 2 for me.
At 3. Is Darius Robinson from Missouri.
He's different, too, because a lot of his stuff will be – I mean, he played almost all his snaps this past year as an edge player.
Yeah.
But he is so heavy-handed, and he plays hard every snap too. I mean, like
he's long arms.
I mean, he's a real hard guy to run at on the edge, you know.
But I think he's an interior guy. I think he's a defensive tackle.
I do too. I don't know. I don't know. That's my concern. I mean, it would depend on my scheme. My coaches would have to be like, this is our role for him. And I bet some teams are like, well, we could do this or this. And then I don't want him. I want him to do this and be done. You know.
I mean, the problem for him,
from a
Steelers standpoint, is that you're not going to take him at 20, and he's going to be gone when you get to 51.
Yeah. And from a Steelers perspective, I think it's clearer. I think he's a 3-4 end.
Yeah.
You know, and but that doesn't – they're not in a 3-4 as much as they used to be and all that stuff too.
But if I had to put him in there as a designated pass rusher in my nickel or dime, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. I don't think he – I mean, he did some stand-up stuff. I don't think that's who he is.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he just did that to help the team and, you know. But he's a football player.
Like, I like the way Seattle used to use, like, Michael Bennett. They always had a heavy – base end.
The elephant end.
4-3. Yeah. I mean, those type of guys.
At 2 is Leonard Taylor.
Wow.
Out of Miami.
Okay. What do they say about him? I mean, we've kind of brushed him off over the last month or so.
One of the more intriguing defensive tackles in the draft, Leonard Taylor dominated our metrics. His ATD plus of 177 and his run defense total points rating of 99 are first among defensive tackles.
Okay.
The eye test matches the numbers as he received 6 out of 9 rating for play strength and hand use. He uses that hand strength and natural athleticism to disrupt the run.
I'm excited for the Beast to come out any day now because I think he's a player I need to do more homework on his background. Because I know he was like a 5-star recruit, dominated early. I can't remember if there's injuries in there. Him and Mason Smith have a lot of similar
traits.
Path.
They're traitsy guys.
Yeah, exactly. You have a good D-line coach, and you got a guy like Cam Hayward. And it makes those guys more appealing to me.
Yeah, you want them. You want athletes who can develop them. And number one is Tavondre Sweat out of Texas.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
Because he can run, too. I mean, it's not just if you run away from him, he still might make the play. Especially, like, if you cut back into his neck of the woods, you might get 366 right in your face. You know?
Or running down your back.
Yeah. And he certainly can take a center and drive him backwards. You know?
Yeah.
Although I found it interesting, when you look at alignment stuff, Murphy played more nose for the for the University of Texas than Sweat did. And I don't know why. I mean, they're both so good, they're better than the people blocking them. So I wouldn't put too much into that.
I mean, it might have just been what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And
maybe all the linebackers are to the other side of Sweat, knowing they're never going to run at him as an end. I don't know.
Yeah. Or they just said, hey, we know he's going to get doubled. So let's take him off the nose and make this more difficult. They're going to have to double him with a tackle and guard as opposed to a center and guard.
Yeah. It might just be how we're going to eat up blockers.
And Sweat's going to beat the center one-on-one.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe Murphy swims the center right off the bat and attacks the A gap, and you got instant pressure right off the gut. And maybe that's just a better way to do it. And my linebackers are drifting away from Sweat or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look into those things more, you know, than just, oh, he aligned here, he's not really a nose. Well, they did it for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's their top, their honorable mention was Justin Rogers. I believe he's out of Auburn. I think he's the
Auburn dude?
I think he's the Auburn dude.
He might be able to click on
him. He just missed here.
No, maybe not. Because they're putting more and more profiles up. A lot of them are Cosell's stuff.
No, you can click on here.
The Auburn kid?
Well, this takes you to their draft page.
Never mind. Maybe
we're loading here. There he is.
Justin
Rogers, nose tackle out of Auburn. There you go. 6'3", 330.
Okay. I mean, I'll do more sniffing around on him, but get him in the 5th, 6th round neighborhood and throw him in the mix, you know, and move Benton over to more full-time end, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a different way to attack the line.
Yeah.
But you're still focusing on your line. Like, if you
it's
have
easier to find guys like him than
right,
it is Root.
And you're going to get those guys later.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's a discount version, and you're big and physical.
Yeah. You know? And you're still filling your line with potentially two starters, two young starters. It's just okay. Now you got to go find another end eventually. Yeah.
I mean, that could be next year's first round pick.
Right.
I mean, Cam's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Ogunjobi's going to be here long term.
Yeah, but those guys are those nose tackle types are easier to find.
You can get them. That's an interesting way of looking at it.
So it's just it's something that I was reading this article earlier, and like that jumped into my mind. I'm like, maybe we're looking at this all wrong.
Be nice to at least throw a fishing line in that pool,
yeah.
You know, as opposed to just ignoring it altogether.
I mean, I like Keanu nice Benton in nose tackle, but how often do you really play a nose tackle?
Right.
That's the problem.
And that's also part of the problem too. Is if you're, I mean, there's so many snaps in nickel and dime. I can't have Fehoko, Adams, and that guy active on game day.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the problems in the mix. But yeah, you know, they're good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe if they run them out there, if they're, you know, really good, you can run them out there in kickoffs.
I wonder about that. I mean, how many linemen, either O or D, are going to be on some port for on kickoffs nowadays?
It's going to be interesting to see how this all comes together with that. But Matt, that's going to do it for our show today. Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. Rolling along.
Absolutely. We are,
right in the middle of draft season, and we got a trade today, which is fun in the league.
Yeah, 3 weeks left, and we'll be basically it is 22 days from today.
Yeah, 22 from today.
Yeah.
Nice. So I'm psyched.
We're in the home stretch, but that's going to do it. He is Matt Williamson. We also want to thank Justin Miller for keeping us on the air. I'm Dale Lally. We also want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.